Hello, priatelia. Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast Learn Slovak and More. This show is about learning Slovak language, Slovak culture, traditions, and everything in between. I'm your host Božena, a native of Slovakia, Slovak language teacher, an unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you learn Slovak language at your best. This is season 6 and episode 15. Toto je sezóna 6 a epizóda 15. In today's episode, I'm talking about Saint Sophia and Zofia's Day in Slovakia. In the Slovak lesson, you will learn locative case of Slovak inanimate masculine nouns in singular. You will also learn how to ask, "Will you help me?" in Slovak. At the end of this episode, you can find my short dialogue between two students. Tak čo poviete? I say, poďme na to. Halo a vítajte. Hello and welcome again. I'm so glad to have you here. If this is the first time that you are here and you are new to learning Slovak language, I recommend starting with the trailer episode so you can build up your vocabulary. Please click the button subscribe or follow in your app podcast and later leave a review about the part you enjoyed the most. I appreciate your feedback a lot. This is season 6. So, if you are really interested in learning the Slovak language, I would recommend starting with the season 1. If you just want to listen to my podcast for fun, it doesn't matter where you start. You can also search episodes by a topic. If you want to re-listen to your favorite part of this episode, go to the timestamps to skip to the section you are interested in. Check my website, www.bozenaslovak.com. Also, check my Instagram at bozenaslovak, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Milí priatelia, dnes má meniny Zofia, meaning, dear friends, today is the name day of Zofia, or Sophie, Sophia in English. That reminds me of a conversation I once had with a member of our Slovak community in Pittsburgh. He said that his grandmother's name was Zofia and that she was named after Saint Sophia of Rome. Later, while researching his genealogy, one of the things that Google also brought up was the Slovak saying, "Zofia víno vypija a dobre ľany dáva." He put it in the Google Translator that translated it as, "Sophia drinks wine and gives good flax." He was puzzled by it, so he asked me if I could explain the actual meaning of it. I knew instantly what it meant thanks to my grandmother Maria, who told me all about it when I was a child. I gave him a rather long explanation of it. Luckily, he didn't mind it at all. And today, I'll share it with you, my listeners. And I'll tell you about the traditions and customs on Zofia's Day in Slovakia. I hope you don't mind either. Tak poďme na to. The name Zofia is of Greek origin and means wisdom. It was added to the Slovak calendar a long time ago in remembrance of Saint Sophia of Rome. When I researched this saint, I found out that there's not much credible news about Sophia of Rome. I couldn't find when exactly she was born, but there is some evidence that she lived in Rome and died around 304 during the persecution of Christians under the Emperor Diocletian. It is likely that she died as a young woman. She was buried at the cemetery of Saint Jordan and Epimachus. Bishop Remigius of Strasbourg had part of her remains transferred from Rome to the Eschau Nunnery in Alsac in 778. Pope Sergius II in 845 had her relics placed in the main altar of the Church of St. Martin and Monte in Rome. Joffia is usually depicted as a young woman with a palm tree, a book, three daughters, a trough, and a sword. She is the patron saint and is supposed to protect from the spring frost. People also invoked her when asking for a good harvest. After Joffia's day, according to old customs, transplants are to be planted in the ground. Saint Joffia is especially worshipped in southern Germany. A rare depiction of Saint Joffia from the 15th century is located in Vienna in St. Stephen's Cathedral. So, in Slovakia, it is said that Joffia vino vypija, meaning Joffia drinks wine. No, it doesn't mean that Joffia likes to sit in a wine cellar and drink wine. It means that on Joffia's day, May 15th, could be still very cold and a possible frost and cold rain can damage the vine that already started to bud. This kind of weather is especially feared by wine growers, but also by fruit growers. To protect their crops from cold weather and frost, the owners usually set fires in special containers in the orchards and vineyards. Now, about the second part of this saying, Joffia dobre lani dava, meaning Joffia gives good flax. In the old times, people consider these days the most suitable for sowing flax and hemp. According to superstitions, flax and hemp were supposed to grow as long and thick as Joffia's hair. You probably know that in the past, these crops were very important in domestic farming and had many uses. Their cultivation and processing ensured people's self-sufficiency in the production of linen. Also, from their seeds, oil was pressed. That's why they cared about their good harvest, and that's why there were so many customs and rituals associated with it. For example, in order for flax and hemp to be nice and long, one had to look at a high hill or at least a tall tree when sowing it. Or, the sowing should be performed by the highest member of the family. Or, before the sowing, a man that did the sowing had a shot of strong plum brandy, called slivovica, so that the flax would also be strong. And housewives on these days were cooking pasta and their noodles had to be as long as possible. In some regions, people wanted to ensure a good harvest by mixing the seeds with crumbs from the Christmas dinner table or crushed eggshells from Easter. As you hear, there were many customs on that day. When the evening came and the hard work of sowing was done, it was time for entertainment and fun. However, even during the entertainment, the customs of ensuring the good crops and height of these plants were kept in mind. While dancing, dancers were jumping high. The men lifted their female dancers as high as possible, and all the girls wanted to dance with the tallest man. They also had fun when men rolled women and maidens across the field to produce healthy and strong flax. Sounds funny, but fun, right? Fun fact. Did you know that in Orava region, an argument between spouses was encouraged on these days? Yes, people in Orava believed that if husband and wife quarrel on Joffia's day, it was good. The bigger the quarrel, the taller the flax and hemp would grow. Can you imagine the havoc and chaos walking down a village? Nowadays, no one grows flax or hemp at home, but traditions of spinning threads from them during the long winter evenings prevail in the shows of folk groups. However, the custom of waiting to plant and sow after Joffia's day is very well in place even today, as Slovak gardeners are still afraid of possible frosts and cold rains. Now, let's get to our Slovak lesson. Today you are going to learn the locative case of Slovak inanimate, meaning not living, masculine nouns in singular. Tak poďme na to. Overview of the locative case first. In Slovak language, the locative case is a grammatical case used to indicate location or position of an object or person. It is one of the six cases in Slovak grammar. The locative case is formed by adding specific endings to the stem of the word depending on its gender, animateness, number, and ending. The endings for singular masculine nouns are ovi, e, or u, for feminine nouns, e, or I, and for neuter nouns, e, I, or ati. For plural nouns, the ending is och, ach, or iach. The locative case is always used with preposition, precisely after preposition v or vo, meaning in, na, meaning on, pri, meaning at, which help to indicate where the object or person is located. Other prepositions that are used with the locative case are o, meaning about, and po, meaning after. They do not indicate a location. In the locative case, as with any Slovak case, the endings are different according to different genders. Let's break it down. Today you are going to learn and practice the locative case of masculine nouns in singular. There are three types of masculine nouns: animate, living, inanimate, non-living, and nouns of foreign origin. Today we are talking about inanimate, non-living masculine nouns only in singular. I want to make it super easy, so I'm going to use only a few prepositions, and they are v or vo, meaning in, na, meaning on, pri, meaning at. These prepositions indicate where the objects are located. Tak poďme na to. Masculine inanimate nouns are divided into two groups according to their ending. The first group includes masculine inanimate nouns ending in a hard consonant like B, M, Z, S, D, T, N, L. And it's formed by adding the suffix e to masculine singular nouns. For example, v dome, na strome, pri lese, v obchode, na obraze, pri hrade, and so on. The second group includes masculine inanimate nouns ending in a soft consonant like j, ž, č, š, ň, ć, and it's formed by adding the suffix I to masculine singular nouns. For example, v Dunaji, na počítači, pri stroji, na kosti, na noži, pri koši, and so on. But be careful, there is a third group of masculine nouns that end in consonants like g, k, h, h. These nouns form the locative with the suffix u, for example, v kempingu, na vrchu, pri stolíku, vo vzduchu, na snehu, pri vlaku, and so on. Okay, let's practice these nouns. First, you will hear a masculine inanimate noun in the nominative case, then in the locative case. Počúvajte a zopakujte. Masculine inanimate nouns ending in a hard consonant. Number one. Dom v dome, meaning house in the house. Repeat. Dom v dome. One more time. Dom v dome. Number two. Strom na strome, meaning tree on the tree. Repeat. Strom na strome. One more time. Strom na strome. Number 3. Les pri lese, meaning forest by the forest. Repeat. Les pri lese. One more time. Les pri lese. Number 4. Obchod v obchodě, meaning shop in the shop. Repeat. Obchod v obchodě. One more time. Obchod v obchodě. Number 5. Obraz na obraze, meaning picture on the picture. Repeat. Obraz na obraze. One more time. Obraz na obraze. Number 6. Hrad pri hradě, meaning castle, near castle, or at the castle. Repeat. Hrad pri hradě. Now the second group, masculine inanimate nouns ending in a soft consonant. Number 7. Dunaj v Dunaji, meaning Danube in the Danube. Repeat. Dunaj v Dunaji. One more time. Dunaj v Dunaji. Number 8. Počítač na počítači, meaning computer on the computer. Repeat. Počítač na počítači. One more time. Počítač na počítači. Number 9. Stroj pri stroji, meaning machine at the machine. Repeat. Stroj pri stroji. One more time. Stroj pri stroji. Number 10. Kost na kosti, meaning bone on the bone. Repeat. Kost na kosti. One more time. Kost na kosti. Number 11. Nôž na noži, meaning knife on the knife. Repeat. Nôž na noži. One more time. Nôž na noži. Number 12. Koš pri koši, meaning basket at the basket. Repeat. Koš pri koši. One more time. Koš pri koši. And the third group, masculine inanimate nouns ending in consonants g, k, h, h. Number 13. Camping v kempingu, meaning campsite in the campsite. Repeat. Camping v kempingu. One more time. Camping v kempingu. One more time. Camping v kempingu. Number 14. Vrch na vrchu, meaning top or hill on top. Repeat. Vrch na vrchu. One more time. Vrch, na vrchu. Number 15. Stolík, pri stolíku, meaning small table, at the table. Repeat. Stolík, pri stolíku. One more time. Stolík, pri stolíku. Number 16. Vzduch, vo vzduchu, meaning air, in the air. Repeat. Vzduch, vo vzduchu. One more time. Vzduch, vo vzduchu. Number 17. Sneh, na snehu, meaning snow, on the snow. Repeat. Sneh, na snehu. One more time. Sneh, na snehu. Number 18. Vlak, pri vlaku, meaning train, by the train. Repeat. Vlak, pri vlaku. One more time. Vlak, pri vlaku. All right. Next is my dialogue between two friends, students, that meet in front of a dormitory. Počúvajte. Listen for the locative case in this dialogue.
Valer. Kde si bola včera, Erika? Zastavil som sa v internáte, ale nebola si tam.
Erika. Po obede som bola na tréningu a potom v obchode. Čo si chcel?
Valer. Potrebujem napísať úlohu na počítači. Môj počítač nefunguje. Pomôžeš mi?
Erika. Jasné, poď dnu. Môj počítač je na stole. Aj myš je tam.
Valer. Kde je myš? Nevidím ju.
Erika. Niekde tam, na zošite alebo na vrchu tých papierov.
Valer. Našiel som ju. Bola pri koši na papiere.
All right. Did you understand everything? Did you catch the locative case? If not, listen to it one more time, sentence by sentence with the translation.
Valer, kde si bola včera, Erika? Zastavil som sa v internáte, ale nebola si tam.
Meaning, where were you yesterday, Erika? I stopped by the dorm, but you weren't there. The locative in the sentence is v internáte.
Erika. Po obede som bola na tréningu a potom v obchode. Čo si chcel?
Meaning, in the afternoon, I went to practice and then to the store. What did you want? The locative in the sentence is na tréningu and also v obchode.
Valer. Potrebujem napísať úlohu na počítači. Môj počítač nefunguje. Pomôžeš mi?
Meaning, I need to write an assignment on the computer. My computer is not working. Will you help me? The locative is na počítači.
Erika. Jasné, poď dnu. Môj počítač je na stole. Aj myš je tam.
Meaning, sure, come in. My computer is on the table. The mouse is there too. The locative is na stole.
Valer, kde je myš? Nevidím ju.
Meaning, where is the mouse? I can't see it.
Erika, niekde tam, na zošite alebo na vrchu tých papierov.
Meaning, somewhere there, on a notebook, or on top of those papers. The locative case is na zošite and na vrchu.
Valer, našiel som ju, bola pri koši na papiere.
Meaning, I found it. It was by the waste paper basket. The locative case is pri koši.
All right, and the phrase for today?
Pomôžeš mi, meaning will you help me?
Repeat.
Pomôžeš mi.
One more time.
Repeat. Pomôžeš mi.
All right, to je všetko pre dnešok. That is all for today. I recommend that you listen to the Slovak lesson a couple of times to reinforce the learning of the language. Download the episodes so you can go back to them as many times as you need. And don't just passively listen to Slovak words or sentences. Please repeat them out loud. Yes, I know. I've already said it. I also recommend recording yourself and listening to your recording to hear how your pronunciation is. This way you can get some feedback on it right away. If you have any questions, send it to my email hello@bozenaslovak.com. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also check my Instagram @bozenaslovaks. Where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. I will be back next time with more. Check out the notes about my podcast and please tell everyone about this podcast so they can enjoy it too. Thank you and until I hear from you again, ciao. Ďakujem a do počutia.